This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and now talking with Masconomet High School boys hockey coach Andrew Bopel. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me back.
Hey, you know, you're putting together a pretty damn good season. What's your assessment about two-thirds of the way through?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've definitely found ways to win. I think a lot of our games have been really tight, but that's kind of a credit to our team in that they kind of figure out ways to get it done. Couple hiccups in the last week, but sometimes those are kind of good things to kind of refocus a little bit.
Well, it's interesting you say some close games. By my tally, 10 of your games have been decided by two goals or fewer, so that must instill some self-discipline, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, when the games are that close, it makes everything, you know, seem that much bigger. So in terms of staying out of the box and making sure that we're finishing opportunities we have, even if it's in the first shift of the game, when it comes down to just a one-goal game, everything kind of gets magnified a little bit. So
I think a major win for you guys had to be back earlier in January against Gloucester because they were flying high at that time. A very close game against Winthrop. Were those two games, did it tell you anything about your team in each of those games?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the Winthrop and Gloucester games are always ones that our guys kind of circle on the calendar. I think we've had a really good rivalry with both of those teams, and with the success that both of them have been having, I think, the confidence that we showed in both games was really good to see. The Gloucester game, we kind of pulled away and were able to kind of hang on to that. And the Winthrop game, unfortunately, they won with 4 seconds left. So it doesn't get much closer than that. But, we showed up for both games, and I think that, that's some experience level that maybe we were lacking a little bit last year. But it's good to see.
There are five guys on the score sheet who just jump out at you, and I want you to tell me about these guys, starting with Ben Merrill.
Yeah, I mean, Ben is just, he can fly. He's got a motor that doesn't stop. He's got the same jump in the third period as he does in the first, and then he loves to shoot. So he's leading the team in points right now for us.
All right, Johnny Moreau, who else you have here? Anthony Serbon, Anthony, and there's one other one I'm missing. I think it's Brady Ford. So tell me about those guys, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, Johnny Moreau and also Alan Weitzman, they're both up there with Johnny is 19 and Alan is 18. They mm-hmm. they play on the same line with Ben, so that's kind of been our top line for a while. They're just getting it done. And, Brady and Anthony are just kind of been our rocks back at defense. Brady, you might remember, was a forward that I moved back there
right.
to play defense this year.
Yep.
And so he's still kind of thinking offensively and still contributing with points. So that's great to see. And Anthony has been stellar for us as well.
Are you a little disappointed where you guys are located in the rankings? Because 10-4-0, D2 is tough. There's just a lot of tough competition there.
Yeah, I think the power rankings really come down to scoring differential. I think that there's a lot of weight that's put on that because it's really the average of your scoring differential plus the average of your opponent's rankings, which is very much based on their scoring differential. So the fact that we've been in so many close games, it doesn't surprise me where we're at, but I think that, you know, we just kind of are trying to stay focused and kind of just keep improving and wherever we end up, we end up. It's going to be a hard road through the Division II tournament no matter what seed we get. So
I once worked for a boss who on the evaluation, asked, he would have keep doing, stop doing, and continue. How did he phrase it? Do more of, do less of, and keep doing. That's what it was. Do more of,
yeah.
Do less of, and keep doing. What do you want your team to keep doing?
I think the effort level, I mean, we've shortened shifts up and we've gotten rid of penalties for the most part. So we got to keep doing that and staying play. When we play 5-on-5, we're a good team. So if we can continue our better trend of staying out of the box, that would be great.
Okay, now Marblehead is kind of an enigma. They're playing hot and cold this year. And I would think they're always dangerous. How do you view this upcoming game?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you said. We jumped out to an early lead with them in the first game. They climbed right back. We jumped out to another lead. They climbed right back. I think they've won 3 of their last 4 and beat Gloucester. So we're not overlooking them. They're always a tough game, and especially in their own home rinks. So it should be a good one on Wednesday.
All right, pick a kid that I haven't asked about to tell me something about him.
Let's see. I mean, we have our goalie Chris Sacco is playing great for us, and that is another captain. We have two players that have been playing great defensively for us, Gavin Dupuis and John Miga. A recent addition to the team who was injured before is actually Johnny Merrault's younger brother, Miles. And in six games, Miles has 4 goals, 3 assists, and 7 points. So he's going to be a factor for us, I think, as the season goes on.
I think the final question, Coach, is have you seen the kind of improvement you wanted going back to the beginning of the season? Because one thing coaches always say is we want to keep getting better. We want to keep getting better. What is an area maybe that you have really seen improvement on and you're happy about?
Like I said before, I think continuing to be physical but not going overboard and ending up in the box, that was a major problem for us in the beginning of the year. And that's kind of gotten better lately. And right now our kind of commitment is to defense, because I think the goals are coming and we're scoring goals, but in order to kind of help our scoring differential, we need to kind of recommit to defense. So that's kind of been our message the past few days here.
Well, good luck on Wednesday, and we'll talk again soon, Coach.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care. That is Andrew Popel, who is the Masconomet Boys High School Hockey Coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.